You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
So glad you're with us on our final broadcast of ABQ Connect for 2024. Here comes 2025. In this next couple of segments, we'll catch up with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Mary joins us. She's the area director, Mary Gray Perdue, with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And Mary, welcome in again.
Thank you, Steve. It's so wonderful to be here again and see you. And as we are on the verge of welcoming in a new year.
That's right. We'll have to get on the calendar here. You're coming back to see us in January.
Yes.
Because there's always things going on, and it's always good to remind the listener of what's happened at Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and look forward to a year of ministry. Such great work being done. Remind me the name of the young man who was in here with us last time.
That was Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my radio buddy.
I love it. He's a great, great young man. Good family.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. You know, he has to be an encouragement to others that... our clients with Johnny and Friends, or part of the family, I should say, sure, with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. He'll need to come see us again in 2025.
We'll plan on it. He'll love that.
Yeah. Well, Mary, busy year. Let's take a look back at things you'd like to let the listener know about what happened. Specifically, you know, part of that because we want to encourage the listener, it's not too late for that end of year gift.
Yes, thank you.
And you can do that at johnnyandfriends.org. That's J-O-N-I. And you have to spell out and. johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. There's a donate button right there at the top of the page. But so how did 2024 go?
Oh, it was a great year. A lot of ministering to individuals and families that live with disability every single day, 24 hours a day. And we have had the privilege, because of people who have come alongside and donated to us, it's given us the privilege of offering a family retreat where last summer at Lone Tree, we had 19 families, 50 volunteers from the community came and helped train and learn to serve, and allowing these families to have just a break from their everyday routine.
Yeah. Now, what month was that?
That was in June.
Okay. June, the family retreat at Lone Tree. And what a great time to get up into the mountains, cool off a little bit, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. And so many fun activities that they're just running around having a great time.
This was your first full year with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, yeah?
Just completed,
yes. Are you settled?
I am.
Is it home?
Yes, it is home. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm honored to be there.
Well, good. Now, that wasn't all that happened in 2024. A lot's been going on.
That's right. We also, right after the family retreat, we had a warrior getaway. So we had 23 warriors and their families. Some were individuals. Some came with their whole family. And they came and got respite as well as the high adventure activities.
Yeah.
And we brought in some veteran warriors who were able to speak to their PTS, the hidden wounds of war.
Yeah.
It's so easy to see the physical wounds, but for those hidden wounds, that's a tough thing. And you know, we had some experts come.
One of the cool things that always stands out to me with these camps. Now, the family camp, the families pay for that, or they get sponsors for it.
Correct.
But every single one of the warriors, Johnny and Friends New Mexico purposes to cover that cost for the warriors.
Correct.
And we were talking off the air, I'm a little biased being a military brat. I love our military. I appreciate the work that they do to stand between us and those that would do us harm, and appreciate their service. And I appreciate Johnny and Friends for ministering to that family, to make that family part of the Johnny and Friends New Mexico family at Lone Tree each year. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to be able to come alongside those who just need somebody to say it's okay and know this is not abnormal. What you're feeling and going through is very normal. And in fact, the spouses have their own groups where they get to learn and talk out the things that affect them. Because when someone comes back from war, oftentimes they're not the same as when they went away.
Yeah.
The children also have their own groups. So it's a wonderful, godly time of worship, being in the Word, as well as small groups and all that great activity.
Now, we kind of jumped right into it. For those actually not familiar, we assume people are familiar with Johnny and Friends, and specifically Johnny and Friends New Mexico. But Johnny and Friends, a worldwide organization, you're doing your part here, not only in New Mexico, in other parts of the Southwest, yes?
Yes, that's correct. In fact, we cover all of Colorado, New Mexico, and then we partner with the country of Peru.
Okay. All right. And there's been some recent activity going on there, a praise report as far as wheelchairs.
Yes. You know, we've been collecting wheelchairs, and this is from individuals, hospitals, families that are done with their wheelchair for various reasons, and they call us up or they drop them off of one of our containers that you'll see around town, and we get those into a local warehouse. And this last week, we had 273 wheelchairs.
Wow.
And it was time to get them on to their next step. And so from people donating those to us, every single chair has a story. It is a husband and wife who came in just before Christmas, and she was tender. Her heart was still tender and weepy.
Yeah.
She was delivering the items that her mother had used before she passed. And then the dad of a 18-year-old son who was getting a new pediatric wheelchair. And so they were donating that pediatric wheelchair, which will go to somebody else,
yeah.
Right? And so all these chairs collected, we had 30 volunteers from around Albuquerque and Rio Rancho churches across this part of New Mexico who showed up to volunteer to load up those chairs and crutches and walkers and over 400 parts of chairs that are so necessary that we got them into a semi-truck and they were off to Springer Correctional Facility where the female inmates have been trained how to rehab those chairs. They
Wow.
take such pride in doing this job because they know that these are going to go to a child
yeah.
or someone in a family that have been praying for this, and they don't know yet that their prayer has been answered.
Yeah, what do you hear from the women in Springer as far as, you know, the opportunity to be a part of this?
They're learning a new skill.
Yeah.
They take such pride in making these chairs new because they know it's going to somebody who doesn't have the gift of mobility.
Yeah.
So for them, it is a... you could just see them as we tell them the stories of the lives that have been affected by this. It is just a boost for them.
Well, and you know, when you look at the blessing that it provides, you know, you got this army of volunteers, right? How are you set for volunteers? Do you need more?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. and you can find out how to be a part of that at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. But, you know, there, you know, we've brought it up before, you know, when you serve, you know, you go out with that heart of I'm going to bless these people. And, you know, you come back and you're always blessed by the interaction you've had with the people you went to go serve. And then the ladies in Springer are finding this blessing, so, you know, some self-esteem, some opportunity to bless others, to continue their rehabilitation process. And then the chairs go on to bless others. And these chairs are headed all over the place.
That's correct. That's correct. We partner with the country of Peru, but we've sent chairs to other countries where they don't have the gift of mobility as
yeah.
well. And it is the most marginalized demographic in the world are people with disabilities. And especially in some of these foreign countries where sometimes they're looked at as cursed.
Yeah,
there must be sin in their life.
Right.
All the different things that people who don't understand that people can be born with some of these disabilities. And so when we bring that chair, it changes not only that child's life or that adult's life, it changes their whole family, and often it changes the whole village.
And we know it's God who weaves that life into those wombs.
Absolutely.
And whether it's a disability that's come after birth or pre-birth, that he loves each and every one of them. And you guys are sharing that love with them.
And, absolutely. And we're bringing a Bible. Every chair
yeah.
comes with a Bible.
Comes with the gospel.
That's right. And the gospel is shared. I think there was a recent trip to Peru, and by the second day, I got a report from a friend who was on that trip, and he said they had 88 people accept Christ by the second day on that trip.
Wow.
We do have a Peru trip coming up, by the way, a Worlds for the World trip, where we will be taking 300 chairs to Peru, and it's in August. So if somebody's interested in hearing more about that, how they can go and serve.
Nice.
We have 10 spots open right now.
Are you going to Peru?
I'm going to Peru.
Wow.
Yes.
Pictures. I always live vicariously for my friends who travel. So
Love that.
All right. Well, listen, we're up against a break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about what's coming up in 2025
awesome.
And introduce you to some new staff at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back after the break on ABQ Connect. Well, our final segment of ABQ Connect for 2024. We've been visiting with Mary Gray Perdue from Johnny and Friends New Mexico. She's the area director. Mary, I'm going to go ahead and introduce new staff.
Awesome.
To Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Liz Tafoya joins us in studio. She's the Ministry Relations Manager. And welcome to ABQ Connect KLYT. And Liz, welcome to Johnny and Friends New Mexico.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be a part.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you at the end of the year.
Yes.
To hear about your first year
yes.
at Johnny and
I'll
Friends.
Be here all year.
Yeah. What do you think you most look forward to as you jump into this?
Building the relationship with the churches and
yeah.
really sharing our heart with yeah. Johnny and Friends.
Well, you know, since Liz brought it up, we've got a set thing of things we want to talk about. I want to connect with this church opportunity. There's respite opportunities each month with Johnny and Friends. There's a handful of churches that are participating right now, and essentially what this is, it's a chance for the family and or caregivers for the person affected by the disability, for their family, their friends, their caregivers to have a break. It's a blast of a time spent at a local church. Mary, I'll let you go, you know, about 30 seconds worth of details on that.
Sure. So you explained it perfectly. It is a time, about 3 hours usually, at a local church where they have been trained as buddies to have children or adults dropped off, and they have organize some fun games, maybe some snacks, and activities to do with these kids, which also gives a break to the parents.
Yeah.
So it is mom and dad going out to dinner. It is mom and dad going to lunch or shopping.
Yeah.
Yes, all those things. And even one single mom who drops her child off every month to a different church where these respites are, and she goes into the parking lot and sleeps in her car. Because she's tired and she needs a break, and that's her respite.
Well, listen, if you're part of a church you think it would be appropriate, which is, you know, if you're listening, it's probably appropriate, reach out to Johnny and Friends through the website at johnnyandfriends.org. That's J-O-N-I, the word and, friends, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Like I said, there's a handful of churches involved. Let's see if we can get another handful. And Liz will have a great report at the end of 2025, huh, Liz?
Amen. Yes, I will.
All right. And then other activities happening throughout the year. Now, as we throw out these events and dates, realize there's opportunity to participate in it. If, you know, your family dealing with disability, there's opportunity to be a buddy of someone who's going to one of these camps. So volunteers are needed as well, and there's time to start stowing away a little cash to be a part of these. And I know scholarships are available somewhat as well, and you can donate towards that as well. But let's run through the calendar for 2025 in the little bit of time we have left, Mary.
Sure.
Family retreat's happening again.
It is. And in fact, registration is opening up January 21st. It will sell out. I've heard from so many people that they've heard how much fun it is. And of course, the people who have attended before, they're wanting to come. So that is June 24th is when camp starts. Volunteers will get there the 23rd for their training. It'll be a wonderful week at Lone Tree Camp.
Okay, now wait. January 21st. Okay, gotcha. January 21st, registration opens for the family retreat that's happening in June.
Correct.
Okay. And then the Warrior Getaway, that's happening again.
It is, and it'll immediately follow the family retreat. It's July 1st, and that is free, by the way, to the Warriors. So Johnny and Friends, we work on raising funds in order to give these Warriors yeah. and their families that break.
All right. Marriage Getaway.
That will be in the fall.
Okay. And the exact date to be determined. So keep it tuned here for those monthly updates with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And make sure you continue to go to the website, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And we mentioned the respites. How about this monthly coffee and care? For right. those not familiar, what's that all about?
That is the last Tuesday of every month at our headquarters office here off of San Antonio in Wyoming. The caregivers come, and oftentimes it's with their spouse who also is the one who has a disability, but they come together and we have coffee and some goodies, and it's just a time of refreshing. They share stories, they share challenges. Someone will have an answer for someone else. Sometimes we'll bring in somebody to talk about a certain topic that they've expressed an interest in, but it's just a time of saying, you know, we're in it together. You know what? I know what you're going through, and they really lift each other up. It's pretty wonderful.
Okay, and really just, yeah, a time of community, and it's coffee, maybe breaking bread together a little bit. It's always a great way to build a relationship. And how important is it for families who are listening, who do have someone in the family they care for, or they're close to, that has a disability, but they're not connected to this family at Johnny and Friends New Mexico?
Well, we're hoping that they will reach out and connect with us, because we know that living with a disability or with a family member with a disability can be isolating. And nothing more that the enemy wants to do is keep you isolated and not in community. So we want to make sure that we're getting them connected with local churches and getting that refreshment and understanding that God is in this with them, and so are we.
Amen. Well, I want to thank Mary Gray Perdue, the area director with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and the newest staff member,
yes.
Yeah, Liz Tavoy, the new ministry relations manager. Liz, congratulations. Welcome. Looking forward to hearing great things. Are you going to be at camps?
I will be at camps, yes.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Have you ever been up to Lone Tree?
I have several times.
It's beautiful.
She's volunteered for the Warrior Getaway last year as a volunteer and as a buddy the year before a family retreat.
Yeah, that's kind of Smoky Bear country up there.
It's beautiful.
We live in a beautiful state, and the work being done by organizations like yours is just a blessing to all of us. We love to hear about it. Happy New Year, ladies.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
And let's do this next month.
Awesome. We'll be here.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.